That's them Hawks. Slow,
yo, messed up my yo, man.
It's your boy Kencho. With Mama Jones.
Like, what position you play?
I'm the kicker.
Or the long snapper.
Part-time coach.
No time in the game.
Oh, man.
Well, thank you guys for joining us for another exciting, weird, and...
Random.
Yeah. Episode of Kent Jones and Messenger in the
Room. Random.
She was like, John!
Adjective.
We all ran.
All right. Make sure you guys please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including but not limited to Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
Yeah, and if you'd like to advertise sponsor the show, just go email us at inthebooth@gmail.com, and we will definitely service you. So. And before we get the show started, go ahead and like right now. On YouTube, just hit that like, that thumbs up right there, and then hit the little slant that go right there to share it. And if you're on Facebook, just go right there. Hit that like button. It's a thumb just like this. And then hit that slant. It's like it's going off the page. Hit that slant. That's a share. And just share it. That really helps us out. So today we are going to talk about
heathens.
Let me
say something before this story starts.
Oh, here we go.
All right, we are not trying to incite racial tension.
No.
But Messenger is the one that picks all the stories. So that y'all know it ain't. Anytime, it'd be like the next story gonna be a white dog bites a black dog, and the black. So I want to make sure we are not.
These are mainstream topic. The news leading.
Pick a white story.
News.
This joker right here, bro. Trying to just incite. Ain't no marriage, nothing. Just the white dude.
We shall overcome.
Why are you talking so hard?
I'm just saying.
We just talked about Young Thug last show.
Did we?
Yeah, Young Thug in the issue with the black.
The hood mentality.
That's right. You're not helping yourself.
Everything got to do with racial tension
and crime.
It literally had the word hood in it.
Yeah, right.
We got a serious story here
about a white kid
that went viral. It's one of the biggest stories in the country.
Go ahead.
It's one of the biggest stories in the country.
It is.
Well, everybody's talking about it, so we talk about it. You know, we the last
one. It's been a lot of slapping this year. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
It's
been a lot of slapping this year.
It's been a lot of slapping.
The year of the slap.
The year of the slappage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a viral video that's going around of a young kid on a Ring camera. Footage taken from the front porch of Dee and Carissa Nash's home near Dallas. Wow. I didn't even think about that.
I think
shows
that
the neighbor's kid coming.
I lost it. That totally just hit me.
She's from Texas, and all his stories are about Texas.
I don't know why I didn't pay attention. Like, this is crazy.
I was like, what's up?
Okay, keep going. Yeah, you don't never find no Georgia or Utah or nobody.
Young Thug is from Georgia.
Yeah, Young Thug is Georgia. There you go. But I copied and pasted, so man, I didn't even read. Okay.
The voice of God over there moving his chairs, and every time he moving, I think he broke wind over there. I was like, boy, boy, you need some Maylocks or something, boy.
Why does God need Maylocks?
Oh, that's right.
Hey, bro, it sound like thunder.
I was like, God.
God was really farting.
Boy, you need some more fiber in your diet.
God, you need more fiber.
God created the fiber.
If
God is farting, it smells wonderful.
Can we get through this story? Oh, my God. Can we please get through this story? Oh, my God. You about to start over now. Start over.
All right. We back to the story.
So the camera shows the kid coming over in a fury, slapping a whip across the door, allegedly in search of their 9-year-old daughter. Further video shows, come on, man, say what it is.
You gotta go ahead and give. You know,
everybody not seen it.
No, get attention. Get attention. It's a white kid.
White kid, and a real whip, not a dance, a real whip. A slave whip.
Whipping the door, and people are black, and it's his daughter, he's looking for the daughter.
Okay. Further video shows Nash face off with the boy's father, which was across the street, who eventually pulls out a gun during a confrontation and nearly shot his own daughter standing behind him. So he didn't know how to use a firearm. The father, Brian Thomas Brunson, is facing a felony charge because of it. But they say he's already out.
Yeah, he's already out. He's out on bail. Same day. Same day.
He's already out of jail.
Same day. Out on bail.
So the, if you watch the video, it kind of, you know, kind of escalated. The dude went over there to talk, and
he went over there to talk and it escalated.
There was no bar, there was no door, so we ain't even going there.
So the guy went over and had a conversation,
didn't go good, and it kind of escalated. Tried to walk off. He turned around, said some choice words. Then the guy pulled out a gun, and then they ran.
And he's talking to the kid?
No, the dad, the kid's father.
Yeah.
After the kid cracked the whip, and the wife told him to go get off the porch and go home, the dad did damage.
He did damage with the whip to the car.
And he hit the car.
Yeah, he was messing the car with the whip.
And so the black dad went over to the across the street and, you know, tried to, you know, say, hey, are you going to do something about what your kid did to my car? I got it on camera. And he was like, you know, it was a confrontation. He was like, you know what? Just leave because you didn't come over here in a nice manner. And, you know, the black guy's like, all right, see how y'all do. You know, and then he's walking away and then he stepped on the guy's plant. He was like, look, if something happens to my plant, he was like, I ain't doing, you know what, you know, bleep you, you know. And then it escalated some more, and then he went and got his gun, and then when he grabbed the gun, he shot right beside his daughter, who was standing right behind her. Damn. And then so the camera, you know, kind of eventually went off. But I just want to ask the question, how much do you handle yourself before calling the police and confrontations with your neighbors? If something happened with your neighbor in your neighborhood, you just call the police? Do you go talk to them, or do you, what's protocol, you know, as far as kingdom?
Well, why don't you tell us?
I knew you were gonna do that. I knew it.
I mean, you are the confrontation king.
No, de-escalate is what I do.
Right, you de-escalate. By throwing a dude out the door, slide him down the bump. You de-escalate.
Wait,
I have no idea what's going on right now.
Can we
Yeah. It's a long story.
Yeah. How much did we de-escalate?
Guys played Debo that day.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Cred.
His family was in the restaurant.
Don't let Kent tell it.
Uncle and his daddy. And then somebody that was at a football game.
How old is this?
They beat the guy. They beat the team, Florida against Tennessee. So the Tennessee guys, they was in the restaurant, and they got into a little, you know, shouting match over the game, you know, and then the dude got into his uncle's face. Then Kaza picks the dude up off his feet, and then throwed him out the door. He slid him down the bar first.
Did you clean the ball?
I was like, bro, was there another way to de-escalate that situation?
Did you have bread after you got finished?
And he said that was de-escalation. By throwing the dude on his head.
Completely so erased everything I did before that happened.
Right. But he said, wait. He said, wait. Notice what he just said. He completely erased everything I did before I threw him out. So the thing about it is, you didn't de-escalate the situation.
You tried, but you failed.
No, I didn't fail. He failed. I had to.
Yeah, when you threw him out the door.
He assaulted him first.
All right, so
chest bump them.
He assaulted him.
That's a statement. That's a statement. You talking to police? That's a statement.
Assault.
Y'all are dumb.
But wait, assault?
No. After that, then he put his fingers in his face and knocked his glasses and broke his glass on the ground.
That's battery.
And so the pastor.
And so you're still coming.
I have to stop you from. I don't know what you're gonna do next.
Right.
Instead of grabbing his uncle,
he's not gonna let you. He's not gonna let you.
Right. No, we're not doing this.
And then came back in.
And he did all this with a hot wing in his hand. One hot wing.
That's de-escalation.
And then drop one fry.
So I did that and then drop one so fry. Based off this story, I want to know
Were you in Dallas?
In the car.
So look, I want to know.
Get tired of y'all.
I want to know.
I'm gonna go talk. Not me.
That's
like what the other said. The other said.
But y'all never just renamed you.
Right.
Ignitis. Arthritis.
I like what he said.
But he said I had to let the kid in.
Oh yeah, it'd have been a different story. If you're beating on my door with a whip,
you gonna let him in?
Oh yeah, because that's a different story.
What you gonna do after that?
Number one, you already
he's nine, bro. You can't do that.
Nah, I ain't gonna do nothing to him.
But he's gonna lie and say you did. But why would you let him in your house?
A whip.
This is what I really would have did. I think I would let him in and call his parents. Right, because at least you're on my now you're on
maybe
my
that.
Territory. You feel what I'm saying? Now you're on my territory.
I didn't want anybody else to get hurt, so you know come in here and sit down.
I don't know, bro. They could say anything if you let them in the house. I would have been cleaning up at the time, and I would just,
sweep them off the porch.
Whatever was in my bucket.
That ain't gonna go well either.
Whatever. Okay. Let's talk seriously. All right.
I would have did what he did. I would have went and talked to the dad.
Why did he go back and get the gun?
The white guy got the gun.
Yeah, the white guy got the gun.
Because
he's insane.
Everybody has a gun.
I thought the black kid
was
going
to go.
I'm just a guess. I'm a neighbor. He googles racial tension.
No.
And take all those stories.
Yeah, and Young Thug came up as racial.
So you go to the kid's house.
You got to talk to the neighbor first because you live there. You're going to see
this dude every day.
But not in 2022. Think about the mentality of the kid and what's going on at the house.
His daddy come over there shoot my door down.
I'm saying the kid has a whip, so you already know what's going on at the house. Now you think he's not getting whipped with a whip?
No, that's racist. That's racist.
But that's a whip. That ain't no.
But that whip ain't for people.
He's not playing with a toy. First of all, bro.
But that whip is not for people. They have animals that get whipped too.
But that's not a toy.
But it's not for people. Like I don't think the kid is in whipping people training.
How you know
whipping?
Huh? I don't think so. Judging by the father's reaction.
It's a lot of racism everywhere.
We in Georgia.
Right.
No. The U.S. racism everywhere. You're talking about Georgia. It's racism in Georgia. But it's racism everywhere. That's just the story that the Georgia boy picked. The next racist story that you're gonna pick is gonna be from Florida. It'll be like this couple was from Florida.
The crazy people
and they
in
are
Florida.
Racist. And then the next one he gonna pick is gonna be what was the last one? The boy shooting in Buffalo. So what I'm saying is
only East Coast.
But seriously. All right, so because people really need help in this situation. All right, so I would personally go talk to the parents. Take the child and go talk to the parents. I don't know
with the police.
I would talk to the parents because of the anticipation of racial tension.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say I would call the police. I would wait on the police and then I would go to the police. I won't try to keep the child there because they'll say, "Well, listen,
that's kidnapping.
I let the child go. Yeah. I will file a police report, and so it is noted. I will give them the video footage, mm-hmm. and then I will go over and have a conversation with the police about this situation. I would not go over there by myself because if this kid is bold enough to come at my door cracking a whip, then. What else is the parents going to do? So I would call the police first and go over there with the police and file a police report.
Oh yeah, I'm getting all my evidence
because obviously they are not neighborly neighbers. They don't know each other.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Yeah, what's the relationship?
And if he had to go over there and not call, that means he don't know him. You know, because usually if y'all that close, you're going to give me a call first have a conversation.
But you got to think his temper is like you at my house. You know what I'm saying? Like you, as a man, you like, yo, you.
Yeah, as a man, but that's a boy.
But you still, like, is that a whip? You feel what I'm saying? Number one, your daughter's in there.
You know what I'm saying?
So you still got that bravado issue. I feel you, but I'm just saying, I think the reason why he went.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is so beyond trouble.
He went for trouble.
But yeah, it's so beyond. Yeah. Like who does that?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like that's so I've never and I live in the South. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I live
yeah,
in
yeah.
the country. You've been out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I never
you out of town, but you in the state.
But I've never to come here, boy. Oh, you leaving the city? You know
you are going.
You know you are police and mail.
We're going to poke the police and the mail, and
we need you back here by 3.
Population went down 1.
So I feel like, ooh, boy.
That's difficult, man.
Now, that's your emotions?
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, that's the logic, the right thing to do, but
what?
As far as in your emotions.
When you're emotional, you ain't thinking.
Looking for your daughter.
Yeah. As a man, that's what I'm saying.
As a man, you scratch your car. You know, like, hold up, man. In the moment, you might tell your daughter, hey, call
get
the police.
Kids,
and then you walk off while she's calling the police. But it's not, you might not just be like, well, let me call the police. Go get the camera. Let's record.
Okay, so where was the daughter at the whole time?
She's in the house.
She's in the house.
In whose house?
She's never in her dad's house. In her house. Who,
the black girl or the white girl?
The girl the little boy was looking for.
In the house.
Daughter.
Yeah,
the white
yeah.
guy almost shot his daughter.
The little boy was looking for his daughter.
He was looking for his sister.
He came to the... No. He's looking for the black people's daughter, which lives across the street.
I'm real confused. Yeah. I thought he was like,
yeah, you had a whole different you had a whole different show.
Oh wow.
Jan.
Oh, it says in search of their daughter.
She had a whole different show.
My bad.
She had a whole different show. She had a whole different show.
I'm here.
What was the grandmama?
Who came looking for Brenda? Did they have Captain Crunch? Did they have any Captain Crunch?
Well, what were the three little pigs? To get all into the story.
I'm here now. I get it. I was lost. What you're saying is right.
Is how you would want to handle it.
I'm gonna split y'all up. That's all I got to say. Y'all have
too
much fun.
It's so much trouble in church. Boy.
Oh my God.
We done got so much trouble in church. That's how I was all the time.
I didn't know where that came from. What is going on?
Oh, where the scratch came from? Oh, yeah.
Right. He's so petty. The pettiest.
To the point, what you said is probably the best way to handle it.
That is the best way to handle it. But in your emotions, what would you have done?
I probably, told my wife, hey, call the police as I'm walking over there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You scratched my car. Nothing's
happening to your car. Your daughter is in the house safe. You don't want to wait on the police. It's not like your life is being threatened right there.
If
you are this person's neighbor,
you already
and y'all don't speak or y'all don't have any interaction.
I don't know if he do or not.
But that's what I'm saying. The tension, they gotta know the tension of the families. You got to know that unless you're brand new to the neighborhood. But for a kid to have the boldness to come to your door with a whip, then that is a culture that has been nurtured a certain way. So you got to know, okay, these people don't speak, they don't do this or whatever. So it wouldn't be safe.
No, it wouldn't. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in the moment.
You're just saying
I'm probably just gonna go over there. I probably will.
Let's take it a step further, because I know we talking kingdom, but we still.
Because you talking about my daughter now.
Yeah, but would you be strapped? Because we in Georgia, everybody's strapped in Georgia.
You strapped?
Not right now.
I'm buying a gun too.
But I'm serious, everybody got guns. You feel what I'm saying? So would you
But why would you feel like you need a gun?
I wouldn't go over there with a gun.
I'm just asking because I think that's the.
Did he come to the door with a gun or did
he went
go
back and got his gun?
He went back and got his gun.
But that's what I'm saying. In the big scheme of things, you own their property. You feel what I'm saying? It really changes.
Yeah. That's why I say wait.
Even from intimate domain, even from
he got a right to shoot, so it's not a smart move.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so
man, that's what I'm saying. This boy with a pop. That's true. He does have the right
to pull out a gun, but there was no gun. Initially, it was just.
But he has the right.
Right. You're on his property. He can do anything.
Because he's in his property.
But that's why he's facing felony charge, because he went back in the house, right?
We're facing felony charges because it's a felony. I'm not trying to be funny, but when he fired it, you know what I'm saying? The moment he fired it, the law is set up, if they're not breaching your threshold, it's not self-defense.
So where was he?
He's on his property. So he's walking away.
He has come to his property.
He's come to his property.
Then
they had a confrontation.
Why is it illegal for him to shoot?
Because he ain't really crossed the threshold. He ain't going to his house. Now, had he been in his house,
you can't.
He could have shot him and claimed self-defense.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, somebody can break into your house, and you can kill them, and you can go to jail. Yeah.
Even if you let them in.
Even if somebody breaks in your house, and you catch them, and they run out,
you
can't
do it. Yeah, I had that.
Right, you can go to jail.
I had that happen.
Yeah, if they got your stuff, if that's where you went your TV, you cannot shoot them.
You can't.
Wait.
Yeah, because they're not
stole something from your house.
Somebody broke into my garage, right? And so when I came outside, he had left the garage. He was on a bike, and so he was leaving.
You had your gun?
I went and got it. And so when I came back out, just thank God he was gone.
Yeah.
So when the sheriff got there, they were like,
"What did he take?"
I don't know what he took. He took a saw. He took, you know, just a little bitty
stuff. Little stuff. He on the bike. Right?
You know, but at that moment, all I'm thinking is you're robbing me.
So where the police told you? They told you it was better that you didn't shoot?
The police, this is what his word to me was when I asked him. He said, I know what you're asking. He said, I'll tell you this. Whatever action you take, be prepared to defend it in court. He said, if he's in your house, it's self-defense. If he's coming at you, is self-defense. He said, but if he's leaving your property, it's not self-defense.
With your stuff.
Yeah.
You going to jail, Jim.
Yeah. I'm going to jail.
They would have got him and drug him back into the... into the
stop.
Scratch it.
Drag him back into the garage.
Pastor.
Yeah.
Pastor.
He's
dragging
body.
Got it?
The thoughts and views of this guy right here don't reflect.
No, I'm just joking.
Jeez.
This man keeps bringing up racial tension.
I'm not bringing it. It's just what
this man right here. We ain't going to shoot him and bring him back in the garage. We're going to let him go.
We're going to shoot him and break him.
Yeah, we're not going to shoot him.
Don't let him die. Wait, don't you live in Jesus' name. Live.
All right, you back up.
Get back up.
You got too much to do. You can't die now. Are you up?
Come on. Go down.
Pastors.
Come on.
Doctors. Dr. Canton and Dr. Messenger.
Voice of God. Voice of God.
Wait, I'm sorry. We on so many tangents.
Oh, jeez.
But this boy told Pastor Messenger. Told me about this story that they were watching TV.
No, but I got this story from him.
He said, come on. And the devil came out. He was talking to him. Go down.
He was talking to what did he say? He said,
what's your name?
Somebody start laughing.
Go down. Let me talk to you for a minute. Now you come back up. Go back down.
He was talking to the regular dude in between.
He'll call the demon up
and talk to him.
And they talk to him and then tell the demon to go down, and the dude was talking in his regular voice.
Yeah.
And so the prophet kept doing it.
Instead of casting the devil out.
He was like, come up.
What's your name?
Now, when did it start? Man, it started back when. Come back up. Go back down. How you feeling now? I'm feeling a little hungry. Come up.
I'm like, man.
Torture.
But you told me that story, but I could breathe.
I think this happened in Florida, if I'm not mistaken.
Thank you.
Nothing happens in Georgia. Everything happens in Texas or Florida.
Hey, bro, you had a question.
Yeah. What's the guy I want to talk to?
I'm just getting more info on the story because it said that this all started because the little white boy said that the black girl was bullying him and pushed him in water. And it says this one particular kid was hitting the girl with a skateboard, and she,
so they were just fighting each other.
Retaliated back. Yeah, so I
man, can we get names? Can we get names in the future instead?
They didn't sound like
they're not gonna name up kids. They're not gonna put in the kids.
Well, we gotta get them names or something.
Billy and Jonquish.
Yeah, we can't say the white boy and the white girl all the time.
Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis and Shania.
I'm sorry. So everybody's gonna act like Mona. Y'all hear Mona say Jonquish?
Yeah, John Quisha.
It was John Billy and John.
So they were fighting.
Billy.
Was that in school or was it on the street?
It was out of school. It didn't say it was in
school. It sounded like they need to move.
Out of school.
Okay.
It said
who should move?
One of the other kids pushed him in some water, like from behind.
So they was bullying him.
The water. And when he got up, the first person who he saw was the
girl.
So he assumed it was her. It really wasn't her. But it wasn't her.
So he a baby racist.
But it wasn't her.
I don't even know who did.
Yeah. Okay. And somebody hit her with a skateboard. Mm-hmm. So he hit her with a skateboard. And
in retaliation?
Yes, for being bullied, pushed into the water.
So the whip wasn't enough?
No, this is before the whip.
He hit her
with a skateboard.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he wanted over there.
Yeah. So then he came over with
maybe somebody else hit him with a skateboard because he in water.
The girl, he hit the girl with the skateboard.
Yeah, she got hit.
This is after he got up
pushed in the water. Yeah, he thought she was the one that pushed him in the water.
Now, I know we defending black people, but she very well could have been the one that pushed him in the water. Maybe.
Black women don't push men in
water. So you saying that?
If
somebody, I'm joking.
It was a lot of people out there.
She was in the car, so I know she couldn't have been.
The baby girl name was not Mona because she was in the car.
Yeah. Y'all gonna leave me alone. That's what y'all gonna
in
do.
The car.
Somebody said her name was Jazz.
Yes, man.
Thank you.
Oh, I wouldn't have pushed her. I would have punched him.
You would have punched him?
He's out of here.
So that's what you would have. How the ladies? Let me ask the ladies, right? How would y'all have handled it? Because y'all a little bit more logical than we are. In situations
If your husband, they're not home and this happens.
I would have done exactly what he said. Call the police, then go over there with the police.
Especially because my daughter.
But I'm going over there.
We're going.
Yeah, I'm going over there.
Okay. But the fact that my daughter probably came home and told me all of this, and then the little boy is outside our door with a whip. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No.
Yeah. I would have been.
But I wouldn't go over there by myself.
I would have been cleaning up.
Okay.
You and this bleach.
I would have been cleaning up with bleach.
That part is a lie.
I think I'd probably been cooking hot grits.
They wouldn't believe you was cleaning up.
You'd have been cooking hot grits. You say you would
have. And true.
You got some grits on the
phone. I know you would.
You know what? I'd burn the grits and say I'm putting it outside.
No, you would have tripped on the way out the door.
We're joking. We won't pour hot grits on the kids.
We would have prayed.
Just bleach.
We would have called the police.
Call the police.
Immaculate healing.
Yeah,
and go with the police. Get all your evidence, the cameras, the videos,
that's
everything.
That's got to be history. I'm saying there's got to be history there. So
yeah.
I would have waited on the police.
Obviously, for him to come to the door with a gun, they had bad blood.
Can I interject? So I need to just tell y'all this because it reminds me of this story. So it's a story.
You do?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh.
I saw this video of this dude. He was ex-military. Somebody was.
Oh, yo, that video I sent you.
Oh, yeah, the package. You sent me that.
What?
He was stealing packages. He was stealing packages off somebody's porch.
And he was ex-military. So the ex-military got booby trapped
one of the packages.
Oh, man.
And he stole it, and it exploded. The dude is on ring, though.
Talking trash
from work.
He was like, yeah.
Yeah, I caught you. Yeah.
Booby trap.
And the dude is like, they on the way? They on the way?
The police is on the way.
He brought noodles on himself.
Yeah, he stuck his hand in his underwear. He smelled his hand and was like, boy, I got noodles on myself.
But he could have killed him.
Right in his hand.
That's crazy.
And it knocked him off the porch. And got him.
Nah.
Put it in, check the drawers.
Wait, but look, like, what was in there that exploded?
It was a booby trap.
A grenade?
No, it's like a flashbang.
Yeah, he's ex-military, and they like, hold on.
So he put a bomb on there.
Hold on, Sergeant Waters. You ain't supposed to have that. No old grenades. You still.
No, but you can make some of that stuff.
You kept some of your stuff, Sergeant Waters. Somebody give us a recipe.
She said, listen. If you're listening,
YouTube,
candle lights off.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, she over there giving the recipe of how to make a look.
No,
don't do it.
Yeah,
don't do it.
No, but it was just to disable him. You know, it wasn't to really. He could have probably blown him up.
No, he could have
just disabled him. Basically,
no, he
was like a flash bomb.
That could have killed him.
Okay. So he went.
They only would have killed him because he flipped off.
Well, he probably could have had a heart attack too.
How can you be charged with murder if he's stealing his packages?
But I'm saying it had the dude had a heart attack.
The same way somebody can walk at your house, you shoot them, you can get charged.
If somebody steal a package and it explodes,
if you're on my property, you're trespassing.
So that's his fault. That's not murder.
Nah, man.
Everything is what can be proven.
If you steal a boot.
Please steal these boots. That's the one we need. Steal these boots. They be standing right outside the door.
Yeah. If you steal the boot and there's a bomb in the boot.
He can't keep his face there.
There's a bomb in the boot, Drake.
I don't want them boots.
Drake, there's a bomb in the boot.
Bomb in the boot.
I didn't tell you to
steal. It's a boot bomb.
Boot bomb. I didn't tell you to steal my boot. It's your fault.
You gonna have to die today.
Well, there ain't no bomb in the boot. And you fall and get stabbed by the head and die.
It's still your fault.
It's your fault. You can't charge me for murder because you got stabbed by the point of the boot.
You should have been booting around.
You run out with the boots and get hit by a car. It's not me.
It's not my fault. You didn't know how to get out of my boots.
It's not on me.
Bless the Lord on my soul.
They can't charge him for that. That's another story. I know we're done.
Let's get this game, man. Lord have mercy.
And then stuck his hand.
All right, man. We're going to go ahead and do another episode to finish this line.
This game is about a line
in a song, and then you have to guess the other line in the song. It could be hip hop, R&B, gospel, Christmas carol, commercial, cartoon. It could be a song from anywhere.
We're going to
give you the first.
What in the world? Please just keep going.
And let Jazz wear them boots.
Please just keep going.
Let her wear them boots.
Let her wear them boots. Jazz, put the boots on.
I'm running right now. What we doing?
Please keep going.
Put the boots on. Please keep going. That's your punishment. Put the boots on.
Please keep going.
All right.
Okay.
So, we got to finish this line. All right. Number one. Some of these going to be easy. Some of them, you know, I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
We'll see, right?
All right. Get me out into the nighttime. Four walls won't hold me tonight.
That's Michael Jackson. That sounds like an escape plan.
If this town is just the apple, let me take a bite.
Boom. There you go. But y'all better be glad that Dre is here, bud.
Michael Jackson, huh? What song?
Yeah.
Remember the tune?
Get me out.
Nah, that's
into that nighttime.
But that's that song.
Four walls won't hold me tonight.
Yeah, you never knew her.
This time.
You was hung.
Yeah. I showed up and know that was
let me take a bite.
What?
If she say why? Why?
Oh. Tell them that it's human nature.
I know.
Hey, let me see the first words.
Speaking a whole nother language.
He's get me out into the nighttime.
Start speaking in tongues.
Get me out into the nighttime.
Okay, I got it.
Four walls won't hold me tonight.
All right, it makes sense.
If this town is just an apple, let me tell you something.
I like it. Yeah.
He was in New York.
Mike was in New York.
Not necessarily, but yes.
Yeah, he was not.
Big apple,
man. So y'all didn't know a classic. Wow.
And that's that for
you.
I don't know none of Michael Jackson words, bro.
The only one I don't know is I'm saving the top of my kusai.
But the question is, did you pass out when he performed?
Oh, no.
Me, no.
You didn't.
But that joke,
the real question is, when you're at church and everybody's passing out, why the cameraman don't pass out?
He ain't at our church.
No.
Hey. If he comes to my church.
Hey, wait, look. You watch Benny Hinn. That joke of that cameraman be passing out all the time.
Oh, you see
it? He'd be like,
Watch out, because here we come. It's been a while, but we're back in style. Back with style. So
that's like Backstreet Boys, right?
That's not the second verse. No.
I hate the way you read this. I can't even hear it.
What did she say? She said,
"Watch out, cause
here we come, y'all."
Watch out, cause here we come. We've been a while, but we're back with style. So.
Can we get a genre at least?
Yeah, can we tell us where it comes from?
He's gonna say classic.
Oh, it's a jingle.
It's a church song.
It's a jingle.
Watch out. Come here.
Brooklyn Tabernacle, 'cause
here we come. It's been a while now, but we're back in style now. Get set to have some fun.
Cartoon.
We'll bring some action
and satisfaction. We're the Chipmunks.
y'all boy.
I ain't never seen that.
Ain't nobody know what that was.
I ain't never seen it from the beginning.
And bro, you shouldn't know that. You should not know that.
I ain't seen it from the beginning.
Because here we come.
I ain't never seen it from the beginning.
Put back in style now.
You should have said, put back in style now. You missed something. That's what threw me off.
No, that was not it.
You should have said, back in style now.
Yeah, that
came out. If you said that now,
I need that now.
When I saw that now, chipmunks.
At first, I was lost. And I am still lost.
All right, what's the third one?
I like our song better.
Yes.
But you can church anything, bro.
Man, put that boot down.
Can I get my other boot?
I said no.
We couldn't even shout right. We shouting.
We got one boot. Yeah, ain't nobody gonna shout with one boot.
Amputee.
Amputee.
Hopping on one leg.
She said an amputee.
Who can shout and these the longest without getting uncomfortable?
That whole that's the ghetto Olympics.
I can number three.
Who can run the fastest in these? Who can run the 40
number
fastest?
We boot belong 40. Together.
The boot 40.
We belong together.
Oh, everybody. Hey.
End of the road.
And you know that I'm right.
Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind?
Say we girl.
Okay, we got that.
You know you love me.
Right,
you just
four.
Don't realize.
I thought I lost, but I actually won. For by his
blood,
we've all overcome.
I know that's right.
Y'all better Shiner! Know this one. Y'all better know this one.
I thought we lost, but we actually overcome.
That's not it.
We won.
That's not it.
We won.
That's not it. That's not it. Okay.
No, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Because that's the first verse in like every gospel song.
I knew that.
Okay. Dance. All right, dance your cares away, worries for another day. Let the music play.
Oh, that's Lionel Richie.
Yeah, that's Lionel Richie.
No. I don't know the words.
This is
not Lionel Richie.
No.
Let the music dance play. Your cares play.
No.
Dance your cares away. Lose yourself in my romance. We're going to party.
Come on, man.
First of all, I just let y'all say it. And he said no.
That ain't it.
Oh, okay.
Come on and
we sing
tried,
Drake. Along.
We tried, Drake.
Nobody watch.
Don't worry, be happy.
There you go.
What is it? Play rock.
Frog or rock. Down the Frog or rock. Dance your cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play.
Oh, yeah.
Down the Frog or rock. Y'all come a lot of Richie.
Down in Frog or rock.
No, that's not the Richie.
Oh, what a feeling.
Those words fit.
Both of y'all got it, yeah.
The words fit.
They do fit.
The words fit.
Oh, what a feeling.
Yeah, when you're dancing on the ceiling.
Put your hand down.
Down in Fraggle.
Rock.
Rock.
What's next? What's
rock,
next?
Rock. Rock, rock. Rock, rock, rock.
Rock, 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 rock.
Oh, my goodness. All right. The boy's what? Blowing smoke about what he want to be, but he isn't and wasn't, ain't never going to be.
Don't know that.
Because I got lots of pool. And when you rhyme, ooh, that's lots of pool.
That's a...
Kid and play. House party.
House party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was Kid Battle Rap.
I thought that was Young Thug.
About what he wanted to be, but yeah. it wasn't, and it ain't ever going to be right. possible because I got lots of bull. When you ride, there's lots of bull.
What's the guy?
As a black
stay
movie.
In heaven.
As a black movie. Yeah. As a black movie. Movie.
When you ride, that's lots of bull.
I'm telling you, I'm in church everything.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
Jesus said, here I stand.
Oh, won't you please take my...
Please let me in.
But you said...
Tomorrow.
Winers.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Tomorrow. I give my life. Tomorrow. I thought about today. But...
Yeah. I can't mess with that.
I'm a church everything.
It's so much easier to say.
I'm going to church everything.
Why you have that? It's a church and everything.
Free life church. Free life.
No. That's not how we do free life. Don't let y'all know. That is not.
Hey, this is too easy. You got to let Jazz do this one.
The truth about a Roni.
Jazz,
youngest. She don't know that. Yeah, that came out. That came out in the 80s. She told me she was an 80s baby. She was born December 31st,
1989.
You know this song?
1159.
Come on, man.
The truth about her only, she's a sweet old girl, about the sweetest little girl in the whole wide world.
She make the toughest homeboy fall deep in love. And once you had her on, you will never give her up.
She's a special kind of girl to make the daddy feel proud.
You know the kind of girl stands out in the crowd.
Why you doing
it? And the Roni is so right.
Think I wanna love her for the rest of my life.
That's how you hold a whole note.
All right. Tell them the name of the song.
In a Ferrari or a Jaguar, switching four lanes.
With the top down.
That's
with the double law flashing the wind. I'm
sorry. Nah, that's
that's Atlanta right there.
Nah,
that's y'all want to floss with us?
Atlanta.
Cause all the we turn it
Jermaine
up. Dropping the paper, baby, turn it up.
Oh, no, it was the Jermaine Dupri song.
Yeah. That was Jigga.
That ain't both of them?
That's Jigga.
Yeah, it's both of them.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I think it's just one song.
We don't remember. We don't remember Jermaine Dupri.
Come knock on my door. Been waiting for you.
Three's Company.
What's the rest of the
guy? Come and knock on my door.
We've been waiting for you.
When the kids is all hers.
Three's Company too.
His and hers.
His and his. Three's Company too.
That chord. If somebody could play that chord or explain to me what that chord
Three's
is.
Company too.
I love that chord.
Three Company.
You know that chord, baby. It's probably like something real complex. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that means she don't know.
Oh, wait. Guys,
I'm
taking a text break. Hold on.
Really? In the middle
right
of the show?
Now?
He trying to find the song.
Okay. That's the show,
he trying to find the song.
Well, it started out crazy, though.
Come and dance on the floor.
That phrase works or not? Anybody with you? See, there
we go. Please
come
and
the chord. Here come right here. Here come.
You'll see the rivers of fun again.
That's chromatic.
I don't know what they said.
He put Flintstones in Three Company.
She's totally bored because she don't know what we're talking about.
That's that 90s baby.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, play some Young Thug.
That 90s face.
Yeah. Play some Young Thug.
Yeah, play some
Young Thug. Yeah.
She ain't even in the Young Thug. That's the old. That's Young Thug too old.
In the booth.
Hi. Hi, man.
Podcast with the interview.
Interview.
Make sure you like.
Fit the dude.
for the king, something for the queen. Queens. And we got a black team by the blue team. And we hit up with a bottle boom by the beam.
You know what it is when we eat up.
Don't steal people.
Don't get rid of those whips.
Don't bring no whips to my house. My wife got enough to my house.
It's called a whip.
Get the
pussy,
get the bag, gotta get the loot. And my dog, what you cook to me?
If she pushes you, let her push you.